A Brief Look at 1888. Chapter 10. What was the 1888 message? Jones and Wagoner's messages at the 1888 conference itself were not reproduced in the bulletin, as in later years. But that does not mean that the most precious message Ellen White endorsed so enthusiastically is lost to us. The Lord loves us more than to give the beginning of the latter rain only to let it slip through the fingers of undiscerning brethren and to disappear forever. It is possible to gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Several facts must be noted. Ellen White did not identify only the actual 1888 conference presentations as the beginning of the loud cry. Her well-known November 22, 1892 statement includes presentations of the messengers since the conference. The time of test is just upon us, for the loud cry of the third angel has already begun in the revelation of the righteousness of Christ, the sin-pardoning Redeemer. This is the beginning of the light of the angel whose glory shall fill the whole earth. Further, Ellen White's enthusiastic endorsements of their ongoing message extended through 1896, even into 1897. In 1889 she supported this light which these men, Jones and Wagoner, are presenting, and said that the very message the Lord has sent to his people at this time is being presented in their discourses. The present message, justification by faith, is a message from God. It bears the divine credentials, for its fruit is unto holiness. In 1890 she spoke of the evidences given in the past 2 years of the dealings of God by his chosen servants, whom God is using. In 1892 she continued, God is working through these instrumentalities. The message given us by A.T. Jones and E.J. Wagoner is a message of God to the Laodicean Church. In 1893 she exulted that light and freedom and the outpouring of the Spirit of God has attended the work of Jones. In 1895 she spoke frequently of how God has given them, the two messengers, his message. They bear the word of the Lord. These men have been as signs in the world, moved by the Spirit of God. Christ's delegated messengers. God has upheld them, he has given them precious light, and their message has fed the people of God. As late as 1896 she said that, he who rejects the light and evidence God has been liberally bestowing upon us, rejects Christ. Scattered over the years, these endorsements number close to 300. There is no indication in her writings to suggest that Jones and Wagoner corrupted the 1888 message or departed from the truth at this time. While we cannot claim for them, or anyone else, perfection, in every detail, her multiplied and enthusiastic endorsements of their message clearly indicate that she regarded its essential elements as thoroughly correct. Her support of their message is unprecedented in her long career. If her mature judgment and discernment were faulty here, her entire life work must suffer as to credibility. We can be sure that as long as the Lord's servant continued pleading for acceptance of their message, so long at least their message remained valid. The Lord would never appeal to his people to eat spoiled fruit.